judgment that day. Shall you be brought to judgment that day? That day, that day.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاه والسلام على سيد المرسلين اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاه والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاه والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى اليك واصحابك يا نور الله. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites the Ruda Pak 1,000 times a day, that person will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madni channel, we are starting a series which is known as eschatology. And here we will be talking about Islamic eschatology. First, we will define what is eschatology. Eschatology is derived from the Greek word eschatos, which means last, and logi, which means the study of. So this is the study of the last period. That means the final hour, the time close to Qiyamah. It is about the time, the age, the period in which we are living right now in the current times. So if you look around us and see what is happening, you look at the turmoil, the conflict, the wanton, cold-blooded destruction of innocent life, annihilation of entire cities, increase in crime, etc. All these and more are happening around us. Why? This series is an endeavor to prove that the current age in which we are trapped in is indeed the prophesied age as foretold by our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The events unfolding right in front of our eyes bears testimony to the accuracy of this prophecy. Many despicable events, practices and lifestyles that are shockingly abhorrent to those who possess even the smallest degree of morality. But shockingly, it does not even raise the eyebrow of the multitude. Many despicable acts are happening where due to war you find entire cities and villages are being destroyed. Thousands of innocent people are being killed, and even most of them being civilians. The resultant aftermath of destitution, that means people with no homes, no food, no medical care because of their bad, severe injuries. And many people are displaced. But unfortunately we find, despite many people knowing about the miseries that is the aftermath of these kinds of wars, many people ignore it. It does not affect them at all. And all these are taking place in the name of progress. And this is very disturbing, because it causes one to question the very definition of humanity. For those enlightened Muslims endowed with wisdom from Quran and Sunnah, they can easily identify the deception of the current times. And there are some statistics that give glaring facts, and you can judge this deception for yourself. One, you find 97% of the population work to enrich the elite, and the elite only comprise of 3% of the population. That means 97% of the population are working to make the elite, who are 3% richer, and their lives more comfortable. And this is the root of all the problems that we are having in the world today. It is a world in which you have got people dying of starvation in some part of the world, where in other parts of the world, food is being cast into dustbins. Then we have billions of dollars, money is being spent in the attempt to conquer space, when the problems of society on earth are sidelined and ignored. Human rights are promoted only if it benefits those who are in power. So human rights is not for the masses. Billions are being spent in search for alien life forms when human life is not valued at all. Corruption has infected leadership of countries with very few sincere people in the position of power. Religious direction in world affairs are being ignored, and irreligious laws are being passed and accepted, and then you find increase in shameless public acts of indecency. And you find some of these acts are similar to animals, that animals have no sense of shame, and this is what the humans have become reduced to, and this is becoming acceptable. A world where to fulfill the worldly objective of the ruling elite, wars are initiated, resulting in massive destruction of life and property. A world in which riba, usury, interest is a way of life. And taking of life is rewarded with medals of heroism. That means people are made heroes for taking life of the enemies who the elite have identified and who are the instigators of wars. So they reward people who kill those who have been classed as enemies of the elite. And finally, we live in the times where all the focus is placed on self and selfies, limiting concerns for others. So these are some of the deception of our times. By watching this series, it will ignite in us the passion to reform ourselves by making us realize that many of these incidents that are taking place around us in this current age have been prophesied, and it is indeed the prophesied age as foretold by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This shows that many humans, what we have discussed, have sunk lower than animals, and they are in a state of depravity. Why are all these despicable events happening without any question? Why are we spiraling towards self-destruction and we seem unconcerned? This tipsy-turviness of our current time and the ensuing spiritual and moral decay and the social turmoil, all this that's happening around us, does it not jolt us into reality that these are actually signs of the final hour as predicted by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We are living in that world in which many signs of the last day as prophesied by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are continuously and ominously unfolding. He prophesied, for example, that woman will be dressed and would yet appear naked. Is this not obvious in our times? There are many, many signs, and these will be discussed in the future series. And this will expose for us the signs foretold by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam almost 1400 years ago, and it is unfolding in front of our very eyes, spelling to us very clearly that the end is near. Yet we are unmindful, heedless, careless, neglectful of our final destination. And many of us are just concerned with the short, temporary, about to end worldly existence, with all its fatal attraction and intrigue, and this is feeding our heedlessness. The important point is the accuracy or the prediction of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no doubt, due to his Allah granted knowledge of the unseen, that means his knowledge of the unseen, many of these signs have been predicted and are accurate. So this, when you watch this series and we come to know about the prophecies of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it will strengthen our belief in the unseen. Upon analysis of the signs of the end time, we must first acknowledge that the signs are prophecies which deal with future events, and beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us over 1400 years ago regarding events that will occur in the future. And yet the future remains the greatest unknown. Hence, to believe without seeing is a pivotal component of Islam, because Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran in Surah Baqarah verse 3, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, translation from Kanzul Iman, those who believe without seeing. And this is a translation from Kanzul Iman and commentary from Nurul Irfan, a commentary by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Ali. He says, the unseen is that which is beyond our perception. And he explained that the unseen is of two types. One is the personal knowledge of the unseen, which requires no proof. And secondly, the bestowed knowledge of the unseen, which has clear proofs. The first type, which requires no proof, refers to the absolute knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal. No one has any share in this, and this knowledge is exclusive to Allah Azza wa Jal. The second type of knowledge is the one granted by Allah Azza wa Jal to His special and selected servants. Regarding this type of knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, and this is in Surah Jinn, where he says, and I'll give the translation, he says, with him, with Allah, is the key of the unseen. He only knows them. That's the absolute unseen knowledge that belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. But regarding the second category, which is in Surah Jinn, verse 26-27, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, in translation from Kanzul Iman, He reveals not His secret except to His chosen messengers. So this is very clear proof from the Quran, from Almighty Allah, regarding the second category, regarding the knowledge, the unseen knowledge of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, without acceptance of the concept of believing without seeing, that means if we do not believe in the ilm al-ghayb, and also believing without seeing, it leaves our iman incomplete. True iman is based on belief of what has been mentioned. That means Almighty Allah also says in Surah Nisa, verse 113, translation of Kanzul Iman, Allah has sent down upon you the book and wisdom and taught you all what you did not know. Telling beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and taught you all that you did not know. And upon you is Allah's great munificence. That means Allah Azza wa Jal gave knowledge of unseen to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are proven from the verses of the Holy Quran. Some aspect of the future which is known to people of knowledge, that means this is due to beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam informing some people regarding knowledge of the unseen. After all, our noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses ilm al-ghaym. That is how he predicted many events almost 1400 years ago, that this is going to take place and is happening in the 21st century. And is happening with the accuracy as foretold. So does this not prove the accuracy of his unseen knowledge? We have heard of so many of these signs, and for us we have to take heed and prepare for the final hour that has to come. That means this sign is for us a warning that the end of time is inevitable. So after seeing all these signs And inshallah, as you said, in the future series, we'll discuss accurately many other signs that is happening around us, that was predicted by beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam so long ago. Again, it proves his knowledge of ilm al-ghayb. So if we discuss this sign, we acknowledge that these are the signs predicted by beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we have to believe and accept that this was due to his ilm al-ghayb. And Almighty Allah says in Surah Yunus regarding many of us, verily many amongst mankind are heedless of our signs. That means this heedlessness is not the quality of a good Muslim. Hence, studying the signs ensure that we are not counted amongst those who neglected these prophecies. These things that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has predicted, we seeing them in front of our eyes. If that does not shock us into reality, to make us change our lives, and we be like those who are heedless, then if we get our due punishment in the day of judgment, then we have no one to blame but ourselves. Analysis in the signs, that means if we analyze and believe in these signs, it will alleviate the possibility of being left in the state of shock when these signs are being fulfilled. Those who are oblivious to these signs, they will be left in utter dismay. They will be in hopelessness, in helplessness. They'll be lost without any purpose when these signs emerge. Conversely, those who acknowledge the signs, it will become for them a beacon of hope in those dark days. That means at the time of the final hour. And also Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, He says, do they only wait for the hour that it should come on them all of a sudden? But already have come some tokens thereof, and wherein actually for them it is, how can they benefit then by the admonition? That means Almighty Allah is saying that the signs have come. The sign will come on them, on us suddenly. So these, the series here documenting these signs, it gives us an opportunity to prepare for them. And we should be so grateful to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that these signs are being mentioned in His Kalam, the Holy Quran. And beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained this to us. So if we prepare, and due to that preparation, it will alleviate from us stress. And obviously for the believers, we know that the sign of Qiyamah is a reality. And we know that the Day of Judgment is a reality. So belief in the Day of Judgment is not merely an article of faith, but it's also a mindset. Mindset, that means we have to be convinced and we should have conviction that is going to happen. And in this way, we'll find that we will start preparing for the final hour. That means a pious person, convinced of the coming of the Day of Judgment, when he will be rewarded justly by Allah Azza wa Jal. That means a believer who believes in it, he never gets tired of striving to perform good deeds. And he tries to perform as many good deeds as possible. Coming to terms with this immense knowledge bestowed upon our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no shadow of doubt that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was bestowed with knowledge that no other creation was exposed to. And here is mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Zayd radiallahu anhu. He reported, this is a hadith, that once Allah Azza wa Jalla's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam led us in dawn prayer, that means Fajr Salah, and then he went onto the minbar and he addressed us till the time of Zuhr. Then he came down from the minbar. Then he performed Salah. Then he went back on the minbar. And then he addressed us till the time of Asr Salah. Then he came down again. He then performed his Asr Salah. And then he climbed the minbar again. And he addressed us till the sunset. And he informed us about everything pertaining to the turmoil that lay hidden. That means he told us everything from the past and what lies in the future. That means even the signs of Qiyamah. And he said, the most learned amongst us are the one who remember them well. So the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam pertaining to the hour of the final hour. That means where he addressed the companions from dawn to sunset. He described to them matters of past and future. In this series, we will deal with a branch of eschatology which deals with events leading to the commencement of the final hour. So we will not discuss the actual end by means of destruction of the universe or any issues concerning the hereafter. More importantly, we will be discussing signs leading to the final hour by analyzing the warnings and prophecies related to the end time, making it crystal clear that the ever unfolding historical events cannot just be ignored. So these issues, signs and events will be clear signs that the end of the world, the day of resurrection known as Yawm al-Qiyamah or Yawm al-Din, that means the day of judgment, is very close. When that day arrives, there will be annihilation of life. This will be followed by resurrection and judgment by Almighty Allah. And the final frightening moment will be when we have to give accountability of our actions on this earth. What will be our result? Will we pass and enter Jannah or fail and be cast into hell? So viewers of Maddi channel, by watching this series, it will help us to alter our mindset from skepticism to conviction. When Al-Qiyamah will happen is not specified, but according to the prophecy elaborated by Hadith, there are major and minor signs foretelling its coming. And as we mentioned a few verses, there are many verses in the Holy Quran that mentions the Day of Judgment. And also is mentioned by Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reported that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us all of a sudden while we're in a discussion. And he asked, what are you discussing? They said, we are discussing the last hour. Thereupon he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it, that means the final hour, will not come to pass until you see these 10 signs. And he mentioned them. One, he said, spoke about the smoke. Then he mentioned the Dajjal. Then he mentioned the beast of the land, Dabatul Ard. Then he mentioned about the rising of the sun from the west. Thereafter, he mentioned the return of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Then about Yajuj and Majuj, Gog and Magog. Then about the 3 earthquakes or landslides, one in the east, one in the west, and one is where in Arabia. And then the last sign he mentioned, that there will be a fire that will burn from Yemen, and it will drive people towards the place of Mahshar. Mahshar means the place of assembly. So these are vastly regarded in Islamic tradition as the 10 major signs of the end time, which must occur for the final hour to be established. Other signs like Imam Mahdi, all these things, due to various narrations, will be discussed as well. A few points of discussion emerged from this narration. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw it necessary to gather and discuss the final hour. It follows that gathering to remember the final hour is the sunnah of the companions. It is further strengthened by the fact that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved the gathering and he encouraged them by divulging information that increases and increased the conviction even further. His encouragement in this matter should suffice to us as motivation enough to pursue the subject seriously, to arrange discussion about Islamic eschatology. By the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's statement that it, the final hour, will not come to pass until you see before it 10 signs, proves that these aforementioned signs will occur first, and then eventually the final hour will be established. While in the discussion, the number of signs is numbered as 10, and this does not mean there's only 10. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam only discussed these 10, the other signs. So some signs have already occurred centuries ago, and some are still to happen. Thus, whilst we will follow a certain order in this series, we do not claim that this order is binding. Those signs which are connected to each other will be discussed simultaneously, thus subject of Imam Mahdi, Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Dajjal, and the return of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, son of Hazrat Bibi Maryam radiallahu anha, will be discussed consecutively, because they are related and connected in some way. But nevertheless, in the series we will maintain logical order based on textual information. With these significant pointers in mind, we will progress to analyze the remainder of the major signs with view of assessing them. That means which of them has come to pass, which remain hidden, and which will eventually emerge for us. So many scholars believe that the first major signs will be either the emergence of Dajjal or the emergence of Imam Mahdi. Although it is mentioned that at that time Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will also be around. So therefore, inshallah, as you say, in the future series we will talk about these things, and inshallah we'll have some kind of understanding as to the sequence of what's going to happen. Now, views of Madni channel. As we have mentioned, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw it necessary to gather and discuss the final hour. So it means that it is very important. Yet if you look at it according to them, the final hour for them was further and is very close to us. Yet you find very few of us discuss this final hour, discuss the signs. We see the turmoil around us, and nothing shocks us into reality to make us realize that we have to prepare for the time. Because if we don't meet the time, our offsprings, so should we not do something that our offsprings, the generation that follows, that is linked to us, that they will be saved from being punished, from being destroyed? That means it starts with us. We have to prepare ourselves, our children, equip them with so much of knowledge and taqwa and fear of Allah, that they will continue with this, discussing it with their children, and it will continue. Because when we pass away, and if we are not destined to see the final hour, but our ruh will be able to see it, how sad it will be if we find that our offsprings are amongst those people who will be destroyed, who will be misled, who may follow Dajjal. So in order to prevent that and regretting in the future, we have to start now. We have to make ourselves committed to changing our lifestyle, to seeing the signs that have already come and the signs that are emerging, to make us aware that the sign of Qiyamah is near, that we must change ourselves and start acting as practicing Muslims, make our children, our offsprings, our wives, our friends, whoever we meet, make them become practicing Muslims. And how easy for us in the mahal of Dawat Islami, where we have a common purpose, that I must strive to correct myself and the people of the entire world. That means the first is to correct myself. If I correct myself, then whatever I do after that by correcting myself, it'll have an impact on my family and the people that I come into contact with. So it starts with me. So after seeing all these signs in the future series, it should shock us to reality that many of us are fast asleep, not even worrying about the day of Qiyamah. And it is imminent. Imminent means very close. How close? Only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows. But as I said, the reality is, if not our children's children, but in our generation, the very near future, they will have to see the reality. But then, it'll be too late. So as we said, dear viewers of Madni Channel, this series is a wake-up call for us, to make us realize that whatever our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said is haq, and we're seeing the signs, so we must change now, not tomorrow. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day, that day, that day.